On the 9th of February, 1996, on a Friday evening, I was left extremely injured and very sick and ill due to a terrorist bomb that was planted in the London Docklands at South Key Plaza. And the National Health Service were outstanding to me and undoubtedly saved my life. I have never forgot the kindness, compassion and the determination to save my life. And it was a very distressing time for me and my family, my mum and dad, and the rest of my family. And I'll never forget the kindness they gave me. Even when the priest issued the last rites to me and asked me to stay alive, I can remember the National Health nurse telling me that I was going to be okay, reassuring me, even though I was in extreme pain. I've never forgot the kindness extended to me by the National Health Service. And now they're in difficulties now, and it's my honour and a privilege to me to try to repay some of the debt I owe them. And I'm sure the vast majority, if not everybody in the United Kingdom, owes them some sort of debt. So it's very important we come together and help them as much as we can. I was very honoured to be presented today with an ambulance by Sir Geoffrey Donaldson on behalf of, who was donated to us by Elite Support Services due to the work that we've been doing for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Because prior to that, we were the first to respond, the DVA was the first to respond to this national emergency. And we've been delivering food parcels, picking up medicines, talking to people on the telephone, reassuring people. And we've actually been using our own vehicles. And to be sincere, our vehicles, although they're quite reliable, they're quite old, they're not new vehicles. So we were always worried in case they broke down what would happen. But fortunately today, due to the kindness of Elite Support Services and the work they've seen us do, they're very kindly giving us this gesture. And I was extremely honoured to have that presented by Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, who has been, he's been working with DVA since for the last over a decade on victims affairs, many other work that we've done abroad regarding humanitarian projects. Thank you very much, and please stay safe, keep well. Thank you.